The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're used to seeing the images of rockets blasting off from Kennedy Space Center in the US, but what about a launch from Irish soil? Well, that's the plan for Cork-based Suez Aerospace. Their CEO, Rory Fitzpatrick, is with us now. Rory, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me.
When is the first rocket going to blast off?
We're planning our first launch, the Pathfinder launch, next year.
Next year, in 2025?
25, that's the plan.
So where's the spaceport?
We are currently looking at 3-4 locations that we've shortlisted, and we're working with the authorities to pick the right location. Obviously, with the Pathfinder mission, which is going to be our first mission, that's to test all the logistics and the licensing and run through the process with the authorities here to get us to our first launch. And this is a small 35-foot rocket. The company we're working with, T-Minus, are a Dutch-based company, and they're very successful. They've done about 50 of these launches already.
Why do we need a spaceport? And what is a spaceport? I mean, what if I went to visit it, what would I see?
Okay, a spaceport is effectively an airport for rocket launching. The most important thing that you need for a spaceport is clear downstream environment, which generally means ocean.
Yeah.
Now, within Europe, there's a really, really big issue where we're, after falling well behind the States and other countries in the space race, and we need to get back up to speed as a bloc, Europe does.
Okay.
And within Europe, you've only a handful of locations you can launch from. You've Sweden, Norway, Scotland, Iceland and the Azores, and now we have Ireland. And one of the main things that we have here on top of the location is that when you look at all those locations and you compare Ireland to them, we have huge advantages. We're closer to mainland Europe by ferry and by plane. We have a very highly skilled technical workforce here. We have a fantastic legal environment for the American companies that want to work here. So as you start ticking the boxes, Ireland becomes more and more and more of the right place to go.
But what do you need for a spaceport? I mean,
just
clearly,
land. We need land, and then you build a facility,
launch pad.
A launch pad. You need fuel storage, and then you need a tracking and control center.
But that could be a caravan that you drive up.
Initially, it will be quite small. So our first launch will be a very small kind of, like you say, it'll be a mobile home type of setup with a mobile rig mounted launch unit. So that's the first launch, and that's just to go through the procedures and the licensing. Yeah.
Now, what is the Pathfinder mission?
The Pathfinder mission. So what happened is we started looking at this for a company called Skyrora about four years ago. And when we looked at it first, we went and met government, and they gave us a massive stack of stuff that we needed to go through on compliance. And because it was such a huge job, we met, it was actually Enda Kenny. We were talking to Enda about how we'd actually approach this. And in those conversations, we found Enda was very, very interested in space. And following the conversations with him, we got him to join as chairman, and Peter O'Halloran, the ex-army chief, as our deputy CEO. And they have been massive in mentoring us in how to go through dealing with all the environmental issues, the controls, the surveys, the studies, all these kind of things we had to do. And the first 2 years was really looking at whether there was an opportunity. And as we started to see there was an opportunity, we decided, right, we got to go for this.
Okay, this is business.
Yeah.
So in other words, you would provide a launch pad with access to the ocean, in other words, if anything went wrong.
Absolutely,
it could be dropped to customers.
Yeah. So the chief operational director, Edward Harris, he was at a function with the Irish Space Association. And in the conversations, a lot of the questions were coming back that we needed to prove that it was possible. And Eddie came back to the board and he said, look, we have to do a test mission. So he pushed, and we said, yeah, absolutely, we could see straight away, and agreed with Ed. And that's where the Pathfinder, Ed came up with the idea for the Pathfinder mission. And it's fantastic.
So what will the Pathfinder mission do? I mean, will it launch a satellite or what?
There will be a small payload on board. We're not sure what that payload will be yet. There is an opportunity to work with the universities and college on putting a small payload, but this will be a suborbital launch. So it won't go into orbit. It will just go 100 kilometres or so up and back down
into
and be recovered
sea.
In the ocean. Yeah. So we recover the Pathfinder rocket.
Now, it seems very exotic to our way of thinking, because we've had nothing the like of this before. We know if you want offshore wind, or if you want to build an extension to your house, you have to go to the same onboard planola. Who do you have to go to?
We have about 6 government departments that we're currently working with and will need to work with through this whole process.
But planning, I mean, you're going to have a location.
There will be a planning part to this, and that will be a big issue. It's going to be a very important part of the process that we run through.
That's why when you say you might be launching in 2025, I'm thinking of...
We won't need planning for the first launch because it's just going to be a rig-mounted thing in a field. So there isn't a need of planning on the Pathfinder. And this is why it's so key. The Pathfinder shows people that it's possible from Ireland. And like we already have 6 or 7 European rocket companies keen to come and launch here if we get this built.
Now, the logical thing would be to put it maybe up at Ireland West Airport, because you can fly a payload in and then move it to your launch pad, or in Shannon.
We have a bunch of different locations, and we have looked in all these areas. We have, as I said, a shortlist that we're working with the Aviation Authority and the departments on. The plan is we work through the initial launch, and then as we're working through that, we will see the issues that we need to deal with for the full launch. Normally, for launches, you either want to go sun synchronous or polar. Because you don't want to go retrograde. If you go against the spin of the Earth, it costs you money and it makes it more difficult. So ideally, you're going north or south.
Now, there's an awful lot of overflight of Ireland, and you're pegging a rocket up into the sky.
They already have systems in place for ordnance testing for the army and stuff like that, where they do clear airspace. It's only 4 minutes. It's not a long time that you need the airspace clear. And this works very, very well in a lot of other jurisdictions. The huge advantage Ireland has here just on that is that we manage the North Atlantic air traffic zone. So we are actually in the perfect position in Europe for dealing with this.
And some of those Russian aircraft in our airspace who don't switch on their transponders, I mean, imagine you accidentally hit one of those with your rocket.
Well, there will have to be radar. Like, one of the big advantages here is we will have to bring in radar systems to track. So we will be tracking. There won't be anything flying over we don't see in the launch.
Okay, it seems very, very ambitious. Besides this, what does SUAS do?
This is what SUAS does.
Set up to do this.
Yep, this is all we're going to do. And the whole thing here, the opportunity here is massive. When you look, Scotland are estimating that to the Scottish economy, this is worth $4 billion in jobs and employment. This is a huge industry. And the fact that Brits have left Europe, it's opening this up as a really big opportunity for Ireland. When you look at the locations, Pat, and you start thinking, Norway and Sweden are in a polar area. So they have severe weather in part of the year. Iceland is the same, and Iceland costs an awful lot of money to get to. When they're doing the launches, large teams have to travel with them. So RFA, when they were launching out of Scotland recently, about 20 of their staff had to travel to Scotland, and they were staying out in Shetland, where there's very little accommodation, very little to do. On the Western Seaboard in Ireland, we have the accommodation infrastructure. We have the universities and colleges that have high-tech people that understand this area. Like, this is where I'm talking about all the box ticking.
Sure. And where will the rocket come from?
Well, we have a bunch of different European rocket companies that want to launch with us. The real thing here, Pat, is that when you look at the current market, you have SpaceX launching 42,000 satellites. Mm. We have Eutelsat with 1,000. We have Kuiper, who are talking about 3,500. And that's just the American companies. You have the Indians, the Chinese, the Russians. Everyone's launching. Europe needs to have its own infrastructure in this area, and there's very few places Europe can actually go off. So Ireland really fits in the European plan here. And all across Europe, they're investing massive money in rocket companies and developing satellites and rockets, but they don't have any place to launch them from. There's been virtually nothing launched from Europe yet.
Sounds like a brilliant opportunity if you can make it happen. Rory Fitzpatrick, who is the CEO of Cork-based SUAS Aerospace, thank you very much
for joining us.
News Talks. The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.